Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Give it, but can't take it.
Oh, yeah.
The worst type of person you will meet. But we have one of those today. This man had no problem telling us what we were wrong about and how stupid that made us. He had plenty of things to say to correct us. And when we read it out loud, he didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a warning for us, buddy.
What is that, buddy?
Do it again. There could be some consequences.
Oh.
Yeah. It's Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And we have a very unique letter today.
What happened?
2 weeks ago, at this exact time, we read you a letter from a man named Martin. And Martin wrote us a letter about your spouse having a friend of the opposite sex. You remember this discussion?
Yeah.
So there were relationship experts that argued keeping your husband or wife from having a friend of the opposite sex is actually hurting your relationship, not helping.
Yeah.
And in that discussion, both Tommy and Kimmy said they were fine with their spouses having a friend that was a man or a woman.
Very common these days.
Yeah, no big deal. So that led to this letter from Martin.
Mm.
And simply, when we play this letter, Martin, I wanted you to get a piece of the letter and I forgot to ask you, and that is my fault. I'm sorry. He essentially called both of you idiots.
Yeah, he wasn't having it.
He also went on to say that if you were to have...
lay down the law.
Yes, if your spouse wanted to do this, you would simply tell them, do not do it.
Yeah.
You cannot do it. I am forbidding you from doing this. So... last week, we played the letter he wrote, and Tommy, you had some takes about this guy. You said that Martin was dumb.
Yeah.
You said that there was no way you could tell a woman she can't be friends with someone. You said that this...
Well, you only tell her once, because you're never going to see her again.
You guessed that Martin was probably single.
Yes.
You also said that whoever wrote this letter sounded like an insecure bitch.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I stand behind those statements.
So Martin heard all of
that. Oh, Martin.
And he is not happy.
Oh, yeah, you got to understand.
And for the first time in break room history,
what we got?
We have hate mail in response
oh.
to a man's own hate mail.
Because we've had letters before in response to hate mail, but never a follow-up of their own letter.
Two and three is pretty good. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Actual physical letters this week for the first time ever. Hateception. Enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I did not give my permission for my letter to be read over the air. That letter was for private correspondence only. I do not appreciate hearing my name and my opinions being made fun of by someone who is not man enough to keep his wife from cheating on him. And to answer some of your questions you had about me, I was married. I don't have to worry about that anymore. And when it comes to being insecure, yeah, right. I do not give my permission for this letter to be read on the air either. It's a pretty sick game you play, twisting people's words around to make them sound dumb on the radio and then laughing at them like you did my first letter. That's the media for you. If this letter is read on the air, you will be hearing from my lawyer. I will take you to court, and I will get every dime I can from your company so they have to fire your asses. Sincerely, Martin.
Martin is mad, Tommy.
Big mad.
Look what you did.
He even wrote it all capitals.
All capitals.
And here's the thing, Tommy. Yeah. Martin is nothing like you said he was. He was married at one point.
Oh.
I love the way he puts that quote. Yeah. I was married, but I don't have to worry about that anymore. So she left him.
So, yeah.
Yes.
She left him.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you're single.
And then there's a question of insecurity, Tommy. Mm. Quote, I am not insecure, says man who wrote a second letter after we spent 20 minutes making fun of him.
Wrote a second letter and threatened to sue. Not insecure.
Yep, no. And then Kimmy, the dynamite comebacks he had in the letter, for example, yeah, right.
Okay.
Can I just point out, I'm sorry, as someone who did comedy, you had as much time as you needed to come up with a comeback. Mm-hmm. You wrote this down, and the best you had was,
is, the letter came off to me like he wrote it out of fury, did not read it, and just sent it immediately.
That's a good take. Yeah. That's a good take. There is another gem in this letter.
What's that?
I'd like to read you a sentence from his original letter.
All right.
Talking about telling your spouse they can't have an opposite sex friend. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Quote, everyone is so scared of offending everyone else these days that you're going to end up getting cheated on. He writes us that everyone is afraid of offending everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone is afraid of offending everyone else. You said I was dumb. I'll sue you.
Yes.
I will sue.
I am so offended.
I am offended. I will sue. This man, Martin, who has now written us two letters that have been focused on hate mail of the week.
Clearly doesn't understand how this works.
Does not. He is the worst kind of person that walks the planet.
Which is?
The can give it but can't take it
guy. Yeah.
Because he had all kinds of advice to lay out in the first letter, Tommy. He had plenty of jokes at your expense at the first letter. He's going to tell it like it is.
Mm. And calling you an idiot.
That's right. If you don't like
boy.
It. Yeah. Too bad, buckaroo. This is how it is. And the second we have anything to say about him, what?
You're twisting my words.
How dare you? I love that.
That's the media for you.
Yes. You're twisting my words to make me sound dumb. We literally read a letter word for word that you wrote our show and we're twisting your words. Mm. All right. The give it but can't take it guy, and stop me when you think I'm wrong, is the dumbest, slowest, most self-absorbed person that can exist on the planet. And what makes them extra sad, the same thing that makes them the give it but can't take it guy, they have their own opinions, and they believe in those opinions like they are gospel.
Yes, they do.
But they can't defend those opinions.
Well, they just kind of blow past that.
Exactly. If you tell them, well, I think you're wrong and here's why, they have no rebuttal.
Yeah.
But instead of saying, I never saw it that way, or, but here's why I think you're wrong, they just melt down.
Yeah.
I am right, you are wrong. I am cool, you are lame. I'll sue.
I mean, there's a lot of guys where they can bust balls, but if you bust their balls, and my father was one of them, he would just go into a shell. Or
get really defensive.
Very.
What?
Yeah, he would get mad, even though I thought we were having fun here. But, like, you can't talk to me like. He would say, you can't talk to me like. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, man? Thank you. After you were
came
done.
At, you took a shot at me.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And look, I don't mean to be generational guy here. I don't mean to be generational guy. But it does seem there are a lot of guys your age that have this problem.
Almost all guys my age have this problem.
Thank you. And I don't get it, because you guys come from this generation where now you're saying everyone's too soft, but the second you hear something you don't like, all of y'all are like, no. Like, you guys cannot take a joke to save your lives.
No.
Yet you will say some of the most awful possible things and be like, well, it's a joke.
Well, you can't have fun anymore.
Can't even say that these days. How dare you?
So my brother does this thing. Well, I was just making a little joke. You know, and then she lit me up. My niece and my brother hate each other. They're on opposite sides of everything. Right?
Okay. All right.
So he'll say something, she'll take a shot back, and then he's like, oh, I was just making a funny joke, and she was mean to me. Well, did you not just see what you wrote, man?
But again, it comes down to not being able to defend what you wrote.
That is true.
Which is the other funny thing guys your age seem to do, right?
What's
like, you'll make a statement that you believe in, and when somebody goes, no, you'll just be like, it's a joke. It's a joke. No, it's not. You just can't defend what you wrote. Or you don't want to say what you think it means, because now you know you're going to look like the worst person on the planet.
Well, everybody gets their ass in a knot these days.
You mean like Martin, who wrote us a letter in response to his own letter.
He's going to have a huge ass knot.
I'm going to guess Martin also doesn't believe in cancel culture, but would like us fired immediately.
Thank you, Kimmy. Thank you. Yes, he says in his first letter, you can't talk out or you're going to offend somebody. And he's trying to get us fired. And here's the thing. What I love about this letter, I am confident that this man does not have the money to hire a lawyer to sue this radio
station.
Well,
he's writing letters.
Well, not a good one.
Thank you. Thank you. Right? Like, you don't even... Here's the other thing that makes him a bitch. He obviously heard the letter that we read from him initially.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He heard that happen. Yeah. He heard all of the things that you said,
mm-hmm.
which means he had the opportunity in that moment to pick up the phone, call us at 252-WCMF, yeah. and in that moment go, here's why you're wrong and how dare you say those things about me. But he didn't.
No, he did not.
Because he's a bitch.
Yes.
He waited and he wrote another letter and he sent it in threatening to sue us to yeah. get us off the air. You bitch ass Martin ass not knowing nothing bitch ass bitch.
Damn, Martin. What a titles.
252-WCMF is the phone number. 252-9263. I'm going to keep crapping on this guy because I'm having fun.
Mm.
He writes in there that he did not give us permission to read his letter on the
air. How dare you?
He wanted a private letter correspondence.
He wanted an apology in private.
Well, no, but even in the first one.
Yeah.
He wanted a private letter correspondence with a radio show.
Yes.
Like we're Romeo and Juliet. Right? Like, oh, I have gotten this letter from Martin. Allow me, a man with a microphone that Martin listens to simply handwrite him a letter back to give my opinions on
Dear
what he thinks.
Martin.
Sean, what am I?
Thank you James for your course. What's up?
Oh, James Buchanan over here, like, right, dearest Agatha. And, like, here's the other thing that bothers me, too.
What's that?
He obviously listens to the show.
Yeah.
Because he has written.
Because he knows how the show works.
Thank you. He's written us two letters about things that he's heard on the show.
But you were cool, Martin.
You must know about Hate Mail of the Week, even before you wrote us the first letter.
Yeah.
It did not.
Probably laughed at everybody else's.
Thank you. But, Kimmy, it didn't cross your mind
yeah.
that if you wrote us a letter,
yeah.
we were going to read it on the air and crush you. Especially for what was in that letter.
Yeah.
Especially for that.
Control your woman.
Like, Kimmy can tell this story better than we can. The amount of guys that call this show when we are having a discussion about whatever it is.
Passionate takes.
And they've got terrible takes, but they think we're going to be on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they will get on the air and be just stunned when we're like, you're an idiot. Like, they it doesn't
even. Yeah, they'll be like, do you want to get on the air? Yeah. I'll tell them. And then I'll ask what their name is, and they give me a fake name immediately. But I'll tell them, though.
It just blows my mind that there are human beings on the planet that can't wrap their head around that someone else at some point will disagree with them.
Or just bust your balls.
Thank you.
And laugh at you.
Thank you. Is that the worst thing in the world?
No, but I don't think men like to be laughed at.
No.
I mean, nobody really likes to be laughed at. Or
they want to be a part of the joke. They don't want to be the joke.
They don't want to be on the other side, yes.
All right, but here's the thing. That's fine. And that's understandable. You're right. That is human nature. You don't want to be laughed at. And there's a simple way to do that.
So how do I do that?
Not be a dick to everybody else.
Or talk.
Thank you. Yeah, you can just keep to yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to let the world know what your opinion is about absolutely everything.
My generation cannot keep to themselves.
It drives me insane.
We just can't.
It drives me insane. And I am scared because, like, right now, I see it a lot in guys your age. And you brought up that your father, my old man's like this, right?
Yeah.
I'm afraid that our generation is going to evolve into
that.
There will
eventually. There will be guys.
But we should be better. We should be better than this.
I guess it all evolves, right? Maybe we don't say it out loud, but we're going to tell you how we feel on Facebook or, you know, whatever social media platform.
But you may be the worst, actually.
Why?
Because of Facebook and because of Instagram. Because now you can really hide. Yeah, you may be the worst generation ever.
Not going to happen. We're going to be cool. We're
going to be cool, man. I let my kids grow long hair and do whatever they want.
You know, you bring up another point here. 252-WCMF, Hate Mail of the Week. It is our first ever hate mail in regards to another letter, both written by the same man, Martin. He wrote us 2 weeks ago criticizing Tommy's take that it's totally fine for a woman to have a male friend if she's married or vice versa. Both Tommy and Kimmy said they would be fine with that. Martin wrote us and said, no, it's stupid. Your partner's going to cheat on you, and all you have to do is tell your partner no. You're not allowed to do that.
That'll work.
Tommy crushed him. Crushed the guy. Assumed he was single, which, by the way, you're right. Said that he was insecure, which, based on the letters. Martin wrote us again, essentially telling us he did not give us permission to read his letter on the air.
How dare you.
If we read this letter on the air,
he's
going to sue us and talking about how we're twisting his words around by reading word for word a letter that he wrote on the show. You brought up Instagram and Facebook. Mm. The most despised person
what is that?
Right now for me is the person who makes their social media private and then has all kinds of hot takes for political and social stuff that they know only their followers will agree with.
Yeah.
That's not taking a stand. That's not having a discussion. that's screaming into an echo chamber that you know will only agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, if you've blocked somebody, you're a bitch.
Preach.
Because that's just the bitch button. Because if you can't, like, if you block somebody's opinion, but you want to put yours, especially media people. When I see media people that block people, I go, man, what a T-Watt.
Okay, here's the thing with the media people. Personally, doesn't bother me. I know it doesn't bother you. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for Kimmy. There are some people that legitimately like get scary and harassed.
I understand, but these ain't them people, okay. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think, though, there
Weather
are
boy.
People. It's tough, because I do think there are some people that take their comments to another level that could be a little scary, or against a family member or something. In that case, I may.
I think that every example lives in its own bubble.
Yeah.
Well, like Luke writes us, for example, Duffy and WCMF, he says, how about the guy who posts something and then turns off the comments? I hate that guy.
Yeah. Another one. You're just a bitch.
Here's what I think. Well, I don't care what you think. Here's what I think. And here's what that is right
the
now.
The worst people in the media are the sports people.
What do you mean by that?
Because, like, if you start killing their takes on a team, and then they block people because they don't want to hear it, and you're a journalist, man, doing that.
You're not wrong.
Well, that's the worst, because it's just stupid sports takes, and you're getting offended.
No, you're right.
And you can't even defend your professional opinion to somebody.
Can I? All right. Now that we're on the –
Go ahead.
I'm going to load on everyone.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There is another type of person who I find very funny. Because you brought up the sports thing. This happens in sports all the time. You know, I'm on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. It's the easiest way to just write into the show, you know, to get a hold of us. And I can see people's, you know, messages. I get messages from everybody. There's the two folders. There's the primary for people that follow you and you follow back, and I'll follow everybody back. And then there's the request messages for people that don't follow you. People that will not follow me.
Or people you don't follow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. People that will not follow me, refuse to follow me on Instagram, but will write me these long messages about why I suck. Or like what something suck on the, you know, this on the show sucks and here's why it sucks. Like, you took the time to look me up. Write me this message to tell me that this show does not matter to you in any way and that it's effing terrible.
Or the best is,
I'm never going to listen to this show again. And then the next day, you write me something about why the show sucks. Yes. You're obviously listening today.
Of course.
Walk away, man. Yeah. It's okay.
And they're taking time to send it to an inbox you may never even see.
Thank you. Thank you. But I...
No,
I just think that if you don't want your balls busted, just keep to yourself.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you have to
do. But you can't. You can't.
I am praying to God.
Who's that?
That Martin can hear us right now. And I knew there wasn't going to be a phone call from Martin, because Martin's a bitch.
He writes.
He's it. But here's the thing. I hope upon all hope.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be another letter coming out.
Yes,
he's writing it right now.
2 weeks from now, that this bitch-ass, soft-ass boy Martin.
We'll be hearing from Martin's lawyer.
Single-ass wife left him, ain't got nothing going. Yeah, right, Martin. Yeah. That we're reading another letter from Martin 2 weeks from now. Or that we have a cease and desist from Martin and Associates, the only lawyer law firm I can.
Have you been offended on the radio?
God damn
it. Call us now.
Did he Google what a lawyer costs?
No, of course not.
Okay. And you know, if he called
I don't think he Googles much.
It's a good call.
Yeah.
All right, so Martin, thanks for listening, buddy.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy the holidays.
Let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we're talking about setting people off. You want to set someone off?
Well, yeah, what do you do?
Bring up wages at work.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wants more money.
Yeah.
But there is a significant segment of the population who thinks everyone but them makes too much money. And that's where the story starts. Because the floor is going up.
Yeah.
And this is one of those rare incidents
yeah.
where folks on both sides that do not agree with each other are pissed off at the same time.
Okay.
But about different things.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Minimum wage in the state of New York is about to go up again.
Oh, wow.
So it's the last increase from a bill that was passed a couple of years ago. They raised it incrementally every couple of years. So as of January 1st, the minimum wage in upstate New York will be $16 an hour.
Right at the tippy top.
You got it. Right. In the New York City area, it will be $17 an hour. And tipped workers.
Yeah, you're going to need that one extra dollar to get around Manhattan.
Like, I mean, bro.
You want to go to a Ranger game and out for a nice steak.
Like, think about this. If you work a full-time job,
mm-hmm.
it's 40 extra dollars a yeah. week yeah. before taxes.
Yeah. Which, by you also pay a city tax.
Yeah. So, by the way, tipped workers in upstate New York will now have a minimum wage of $10.70 an hour.
Oh, okay.
So, if you work as, like, a waiter, a bartender, yeah. or whatever. All right. So, if you want to set off a massive argument, just say the words minimum wage.
Yes.
Right? But what is interesting about this specific story, Tommy, it has pissed off people on both sides of the issue. So you have your standard $16 is too much for minimum wage.
Well, I started, it was a buck an hour.
Bingo.
And you were lucky to get it.
Bingo. Those people say that $16 minimum wage increases the price of everything, when in reality, the prices are going to go up no matter what happens, right? We've seen this happen over and over again. So if you've checked any of the comments on any of this story posted on any website, it's littered with those kinds of people. But on the other side, you also have people saying this increase is not enough, that $16 an hour for a full-time job is not enough to live in New York State, and that adjusted for inflation, the minimum wage today is less than it was for any other generation in modern American history. And they do have a point when you look at the numbers.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, here's the thing.
What's that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are two funny outside factors with this story that kind of paint both sides as like a The first, New York State is one of the better places in America when it comes to minimum wage.
All right.
Now, keep in mind.
We're generous.
Yes. Well, I mean, if you could call it generous, you could also call it giving people the ability to live.
We're just generous with the money you earn.
So New York's minimum wage, where we are, $16 an hour as of January 1st. Do either of you know what the federal minimum wage is?
So if I'm a federal...
No. Countrywide.
Oh, what it would be?
You can't go below
You cannot go below this number in America.
What, is it like $7 an hour?
You want to take a shot?
I was going to go eight, but it popped in my head.
$7.25 an hour.
Damn.
The federal minimum wage is $7.25.
So it has to, you can't go below
that.
You
cannot go below that. That number has not changed in 17 years.
17 years?
There are 20 states in America that recognize, you got it. There are five states that have no minimum wage other than the federal minimum wage. You ready? You want to guess them?
Mississippi.
Got one.
Arkansas.
No.
Bama.
Yep.
Louisiana.
Yep.
Texas.
No. Tennessee, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
South Carolina surprised me.
I was trying Tennessee, too, because that's a pretty pricey state to live in these days.
A lot of people out in the holler, though.
Oh, yeah. I thought they closed the holler.
No, holler's still open. Okay, so that kind of makes those people look silly. Like, you know, it's not enough. Well, it's more than double what the federal minimum wage is. But on the other hand, folks that say minimum wage at $16 is too much, there are almost no places where we live that pay the minimum wage anymore.
Mm.
To attract applicants, jobs that used to be standard across the board, minimum wage jobs, fast food, grocery stores, have been offering $17 to $20 an hour the last couple of years when the minimum wage was $15 just to get people to apply.
Right.
So this increase that will happen on the 1st, based on what people are already making, will have very little effect on anything.
Yeah, because you're making more than that anyway. Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, points on both sides. It's like, well, here's the contradictory.
I know.
You know what I mean? It does feel, though, that jobs that pay the minimum wage are always the hardest jobs.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's the grimiest, toughest jobs.
And, like, yeah, don't call me and tell me that your non-minimum wage job is more complicated. That's not what I mean. No one wants to do a minimum wage job.
No. Especially as an adult? No.
In fact, I would argue there are plenty of people who would not take $10,000 more than they make right now at their current job to go flip burgers or work in retail.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can have your salary
plus back-breaking work.
It's and the hours nightmare. Are usually
yes.
tough.
Thank yeah. you.
On
thank
your
you.
Feet all
You're
day.
Always yeah. working when everybody else is out having fun.
And yeah, it never
it's
works.
Those jobs you have maybe as a teenager that you think, God, I can't wait to get out of here, you know?
And it never works in your favor when you're at the bottom because let's say you're a waitress and now you're making $10 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why am I tipping her? She just got a whole big raise.
We've watched it happen the last couple of years.
Or now they go, well, your tips aren't taxed. You don't have to pay yeah. tax on your tips anymore. Well, why is she going to get, I got to pay all my taxes. I'm not giving her 20% of my money. So they get screwed either way, man.
No, you're absolutely
like
right.
There's never, you're never, when you're at the bottom, it's almost impossible to get ahead.
You're absolutely right. Well, that's not true, because my grandfather came to this country with just a handful of seeds, and he planted those seeds, and he sold that corn, and bought more seeds. 252 WCMF. As of January 1st, the final escalator in a bill that was passed a couple of years ago, the minimum wage in upstate New York will be $16 an hour, and this is one of those weird stories where people who are totally opposed to each other
yeah.
on both sides of this issue are upset.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are upset. Folks saying 16 is too much for minimum wage. Folks saying 16 is not enough for minimum wage. And now all these people are arguing in our Instagram.
Wow, what are they saying?
Duffy at WCMF, easiest way to get at us. Andrew writes a big, long thing, but he said, essentially, minimum wage should be based on the cost of living in an area, not federally.
So like a living wage, what it would cost to keep a roof over your head, food, a car, the
you
minimum.
Got it. You okay. got it. Yes. Jim goes on to say, it just proves minimum wage is a ridiculous law. Nobody's paying it anyway. And I want to bring that up because there are people that argue you need to eliminate minimum wage, period. And that sounds absolutely insane.
Okay.
Because they still have no minimum?
There has been a push, Kimmy, in the yeah. federal government the last, depending on who is in control of the federal government,
yeah.
that the minimum wage should be abolished. The argument being that there's no need for it because eventually there will be people, they're going to have to pay more than minimum wage.
Okay.
Because nobody's going to show up to move your stuff.
That is until these companies realize they don't have to pay minimum wage.
Yeah. Yeah. Then that could happen.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, that can.
Yeah.
It will happen. It will yeah. happen because there
will
be.
Pay the least amount possible.
I mean, that's just it. Like, that's why you need a minimum wage because these companies will pay you the least amount possible.
Yeah, because you'll get the shit.
Ah! You know, I've always had this feeling, and if you think I'm wrong, tell me.
Listen.
Right? And the phone number is 252-WCMF. If you are someone who argues against a higher minimum wage, it should be against the law to complain when your order is screwed up or people who work at minimum wage jobs don't take their job seriously.
That is true.
Is that a fair statement?
That is true.
Like, you can't argue
quality.
Yes, they should make less money and then get upset when they're on their phones yeah. or messing around.
I just don't care, man.
Yeah.
Or they're short people. Yeah.
Just, you wouldn't care either. If you were making...
When I did my job, I took a pride in my work.
But you didn't. Mm-hmm. And even if you did... You
when,
know,
I, when I stole things, you had to carry that to the car yourself. You didn't steal online.
No, like, man... I don't know.
But you also have people like my brother, who's never worked a minimum wage job.
Okay.
That when he goes in and he gets bad service, he goes and complains to the manager. and he tells me these things. I go... Why? Why would you do that, man?
Well, you
go, you're just punching down on some kid.
You told that story. He went to go get his meat.
His bruschetta. His high-end Italian ham. The kid didn't slice it the way he liked it, and he brought it up to the manager and showed him how the kid sliced
oh,
it.
Oh, man.
And I asked him, I go, how was the bruschetta? Delicious. But when you pulled it, you know, it stuck together. I like the wax paper in between. He's, oh, my God. You kidding me?
He
sounds like he shops on the Horn of Africa.
But like, how do you look yourself in the mirror when you go home? I showed that kid.
Yeah.
He went home to one of his two houses to eat his Italian ham.
And sometimes with those jobs, the actual job itself isn't the issue as much as dealing with people like
customer
your
service.
Yeah.
Great point.
It's the people that you're helping or serving that are the problem, not so much the actual job you're
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, so if some guy wipes his rear end with your steak.
Yeah.
Well, no, and let's not try and defend what you did when you were
I kicked that off.
You weren't making minimum wage. You had
I created that.
You had an adjusted for inflation $80,000 a year job. You were making
yeah.
$30,000 more than the average American.
Yeah, but your goddamn gas was 99 cents a gallon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No, I mean,
I only had two color televisions.
What is interesting is, you know, let's say you went with that idea that minimum wage should be different depending on where you are. And I guess based on state laws, it kind of is that way. It's just not tied to anything that's like, you know, feasible. Would states with higher minimum wage have people flocking there? Because, you know, look, I mean,
why would you flock for a low-end job?
Well, here's why. I mean, the argument is the more you pay, the more expensive things get. And I'm getting a lot of arguments on Instagram right now that it's cheaper to live in Mississippi. That's why you want the minimum wage to be lower. And you're right. You're right. It is cheaper to live in Mississippi and Alabama and Arkansas. But you pay a price for that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a poor state with poor services,
and
poor education, poorer health care.
And, I mean, look, you have some of them. You know, every time those lists show up, people that are on government benefits, those states have the highest percentage of their population on those lists.
But they do have some damn fine college football.
Can we, quick sidebar?
Yeah.
As we have this argument about minimum wage, and Louisiana is on that list, they're paying $7.25 an hour. Louisiana runs Louisiana State University.
Yeah, of course.
Did you see what Lane Kiffin, the new coach of LSU, is being paid to be the college football
coach? I did not see
his... some of his bonuses.
$91 million. Dollars. Also.
You could buy Shreveport. The hell of a town, son.
Look, man, I've been to Louisiana. I've never lived in Louisiana. I didn't spend enough time in Louisiana to know how people in Louisiana feel. But if I am making $7.25 an hour,
yes,
and the state government
is taking a little bit of that money
to pay $91 million to the head coach of the Tigers football team.
And it's one of the poorest states in the union.
Yes.
And he came from Mississippi State, right?
So
what was he making in Starksville, which is a hole? That's the town where they trying to throw lit matches at me on stage.
Well, so you did have some taste.
Yeah, that made that piece.
A little bit of class. People.
What?
I just don't like.
I don't know.
$7.25 an hour, you deserve it. $91 million, coach of football team.
Go
for
Tigers.
For a college.
Yeah.
Take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Injuries has been the headline every
week
for the Buffalo Bills all season long.
We got some more?
Well, here's the thing. This guy has yet to take a snap for the Bills this season.
Oh.
And after news earlier this week, he won't be for the rest of the season.
So he's done?
For the season, and it also creates a potential issue for next season.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So the Bills are getting ready for the Bengals on Sunday, 1 o'clock live right here on CMF. And as we sit here waiting for the first injury report of the week, we have no idea who's healthy.
Yeah.
Right? Joey Bosa, did you know he left the game against Pittsburgh?
Yeah. He had that monster hit.
When did that happen?
Was he winded?
So we don't know if the starting tackles are back. We don't know what wide receiver Josh Palmer is doing. We don't know if Dalton Kincaid's hamstring will be good to go. Questions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we do know one Bill will not dress for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Kicker Tyler Bass has yet to take a snap this season.
So what did he hurt? I can't even remember.
So it was a groin issue.
Yeah.
And then there was a leg issue.
So he could be done. Because groin, they kind of hang out.
Groin, right? And hip is what he was dealing with.
Yeah.
So he practiced at training camp, missed time in training camp. He missed the first two preseason games. He kicked in the last one, if I'm not mistaken.
Did play in one of them.
Then out of nowhere,
yeah,
the Bills signed for opening night Matt Prater like four days before the season starts. Yep, they had Tyler Bass resting. They were trying to let him rest to get better. Apparently that didn't work. Over the weekend, he had surgery, which will put him out for the rest of the season.
On his groin or with the other one?
I don't know.
Maybe his hip. I don't know.
Oh, it just said he had surgery to repair, quote, hip groin injury he sustained during the
preseason. Imagine having that for the rest of your life? I mean, that's like an old man thing.
Well,
like, the hips go. But he's a kid.
Yeah. But I maybe, you know, kicking might do that to you.
Sure.
I don't know.
All right, so there's a couple of problems.
What's that?
First of all, I do want to say this up front. Matt Prater has been exceeding
pretty
expectations.
Solid. Yeah.
Really,
for a guy that just was vacationing with his family.
I mean, he's a steady Eddie.
Absolutely. That being said, in the last 2 weeks, he has missed an extra point in each game.
Prater.
And the argument against Houston is if he didn't miss that extra point, instead of having to score a touchdown on that final drive, the Bills could have kicked a field goal to go to overtime, and that may have gone out. I'm not subscribing to that idea. But there has been history, Tommy, that with older kickers especially, as the season goes on, the miss rate starts to go up.
Well, yeah, they get a little long in the leg.
And there is a fear of that happening with Prater moving forward. But Prater is 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
So the idea that he will be back next season, slim. Tyler Bass, having the surgery, there's no guarantee that he's good to go next year.
Yeah, so you got to go shopping.
Maybe. And it also creates another problem. Back in 2023, the Bills signed Tyler Bass to one of the bigger kicker contracts.
Yeah.
They signed him to a $20 million deal.
Damn,
now, I don't know if they can get out from under that deal if they cut him next year. Yeah. He's under contract all of next year as well. So, yeah, Kimmy, like, especially in the league now with how close these games are.
Well, and I think there have been other kicker injuries where I know other teams have been scrambling to find a kicker. Like, who was the kid? Was it Monday night? The Giants kicker?
The one who kicked the ground?
Kicked the ground. Oh, yeah. I thought that he had just gotten pulled up from the practice squad or something. So it's not like there are guys available right now that are trustworthy enough to come in and play for you.
And what sucks is Tyler Bass has been like a steady presence for a long time where the Bills the Bills were ripping through kickers pretty regularly for a couple of years there.
But even with Tyler Bass, was it last season where
he started tanking,
there were a couple times where like he would come in and he'd, you know, nail a 50-yard field goal and then miss an extra point. It wasn't like he was that trustworthy.
After he hit that game winner against Miami, he didn't miss for the rest of the season.
Okay.
Like, he had gotten back on
his
BS.
But wasn't he kind of struggling, like, mentally a little bit after the season before that?
Where he missed the kick in the playoffs against Kansas.
I know, like, there was a little bit of a kind of like a mental thing going on with him.
But I always
think,
like, with college football, there's got to be some young guys out there that could do this job.
You know why college football is so great?
Oh, because it's on national TV.
No. Because kickers miss on a regular basis, which turns the game into chaos. You're right. There's 120-something
D1 schools. It is weird.
D1
you would
schools.
Think there would
like
be more kickers than you know what to do with just because every team only needs one.
And like, just
it's
like
so
the,
weird. Yeah.
You just take the top 30 teams in the nation.
Yeah.
I always assume those guys are pretty good because they've sifted through all the other dudes.
Nope.
And they're not there.
No. I mean, look, there are not 32 human beings that are good enough to
be that hard.
A reliable kicker. I mean, think about... I mean, just scientifically.
More about the consistency,
the shape of the ball and where you have to put it in the conditions that you're doing it. I mean, have you ever tried to kick a field goal?
No.
It's not easy. I mean, I'm good at it. You guys watch me nail a 40-yarder. But, like, you know.
I don't think it was 40.
It was 40.
I think it was, like, 20.
40, no, it was a 40. Oh. No, it's on video. It was a 40. It was on video.
I shot 50.
It's on video. No.
I thought it was just your standard extra
point. I can remember because I was listening
40.
To the broadcast.
Don't.
You got to remember, it's just a game.
It was not 40.
It was
40.
It was not 40.
Across over at Manhattan, John Lennon has been shot. Possibly the most popular of all the Beatles. But remember, it's just a football game.
I hit a 40-yard field goal. It's on video on Instagram. It is
back
on my Instagram.
25-yard chip shot.
I'm pretty sure it was just an extra point.
And I hit it straight on, too, like Tom Dempsey.
You hit it. It wasn't
Betting
40.
To the left a little. I'm talking about the bullet that pierced the mop-top young man's head.
252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about Tyler Bass, Bill's kicker. He will not play at all this year after having surgery over the weekend. You know, you bring up a good point. Maybe the kicking game is so wonky in the NFL
yeah.
because no kid grows up kicking exclusively. Like, there are kids that'll play quarterback their whole lives, yeah. defensive tackle their whole lives. They focus on playing wide receiver. You know, normally when you get to, like, varsity football in high school, it's either the kid with the best leg or, like, they take a kid who plays soccer.
Soccer,
who
yeah.
wanted it. But, again, it's not one-to-one. Like, maybe the key is to, like, teach your kid to kick from the moment he's born and just focus on that. Maybe
but you can't tell me there's some now. Chicks that can't kick those field goals.
Well, they've tried that in Division I football. It comes down to power,
and
I
again,
think.
It's if she grew up playing soccer, it really is a very different way of kicking the ball. But even if she has like the enough power to get it through there, it's about the consistency. It's about
but you could train her. I mean,
yeah, I think we're gonna see it one day.
I the size of women today, these athletes with their muscular
goodbye,
legs.
Goodbye.
What? These big beautiful women that play these sports. Everybody. What?
No. The size of women today.
Well, they're bigger than when I went to school. There's girls now that look like athletes. The girls that played athletics
women
when I
grew
up to,
being athletes, whereas did they not did look it like when athletes. You were a kid. Yeah,
they look like girls.
So don't start it with the size of women today.
Well, they aren't. Well, you have to have leg strength. You have to have size.
No, like,
what is wrong with pointing out women are bigger today than they were 40 years ago?
Like if the
with their legs are more shapely, with the power in their
I'm done
glutes.
Talking to you. The biggest secret to increasing your kid's chance at a college scholarship to play football is teaching them from the moment they touch a football to long snap.
Yeah,
like that is a super
those very
secret
specific
skill.
Roles.
Like, because, like, you know, 25 of the 32 long snappers of the NFL, they just do that exclusively. Reed yeah. Ferguson is the longest tenured Bill on the roster, and he long snaps.
Right.
And it's like it's an acquired skill if you learn
can
it.
You teach a girl? No, you can't because she's on the line.
Well, yeah, she's going to get blasted in the face down yeah. there, right? And she's got to make tackles. But I'm saying, like, I wish I would have, not that I would have went to college, but yeah. I'm saying, like, teach me how to do that. Yeah. Teach your kid how to do that the moment they get out, kicking and long snapping.
Yeah.
And it's just a unique gig that if you're good at it, you can go a
million miles. Girls, let's get at it.
Oh, my God. All right. Let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.